Wow.
Hold op.
That was precious.
Det var fantastisk.
Sometimes I feel.
Nogle gange så oplever jeg.
That the musicians can drown out the vocalists.
At musikerne de kan udtørre dem der synger.
And it was beautiful to hear your harmonies.
Og det var fantastisk at høre den harmoni.
You've obviously worked hard on it. Thank you.
Du har arbejdet, jeg har arbejdet meget hårdt på det. Mange tak.
Wasn't that precious this morning?
Var det ikke værdifuldt her dag til morgen?
Sometimes it feels like there's so much noise in the world.
Nogle gange så opleves det bare som om der er så meget støj i verden.
And I don't know about you, but I just want to withdraw and just be quiet before God.
Jeg ved ikke hvordan det er med jer, men nogle gange så har jeg bare lyst til at trække mig tilbage og være stille foran Gud.
And reflect upon him.
Og reflektere på ham.
And yet the world seems to go at 100 miles an hour.
Og verden fortsætter bare med 100 km i timen derudad.
100 kilometers per
hour. Undskyld, 100 km i timen derudad.
It's fast.
Det er hurtigt.
I think society knows how to put its foot on the accelerator.
Jeg ved hvordan samfundet har en evne til at ligesom at sætte foden på speederen.
But it's forgotten where the brake is.
Men den har fundet ud af, samfundet har ikke fundet ud af hvor bremsen er, eller har glemt det.
So to get moments like this is very precious.
Så for øjeblikke som det her, det er meget værdifuldt.
So thank you.
Så mange tak.
Great to see the Ukrainians here this morning.
Det er dejligt at se dem fra Ukraine her der til morgen.
Give us a wave if you're from Ukraine.
Giv os et lille vink hvis I er fra Ukraine.
I just got a message from my wife as we began this morning.
Jeg har lige fået en besked fra min hustru her da vi startede her i dag til morgen.
And we have two people from your nation coming to stay in our home.
Og vi har to der er på vej fra jeres nation til at komme til at bo i vores hjem.
And one of them's just come out of Mariupol.
Og en af dem er lige kommet ud af Mariupol.
And is in Tallinn at the moment in Estonia.
I Tallinn lige nu i Estland.
The other one's just come out of a camp in Russia, and she's due in Tallinn this weekend.
Den anden er lige kommet ud fra en lejr i Rusland og også på vej hertil.
So from the beginning of June, I'm going to have to learn some Ukrainian.
Så fra begyndelsen af juni så bliver jeg nødt til at lære noget ukrainsk.
But right now, I can only say hello.
Men lige nu så kan jeg kun sige hello.
That's about it.
Det er det.
We have already nearly 40 of your countrymen in the villages around us.
Vi har allerede omkring 40 i landsbyerne omkring os fra Ukraine som vi hjælper.
My wife meets with them on a Tuesday evening.
Og min hustru hun mødes med dem om tirsdagen.
And one of my grandchildren.
Og en af mine børnebørn.
So we're finding out more about how to love and to serve other nations.
Så vi finder ud af mere hvordan det er at tjene nationerne.
But that's not what I want to talk to you about today.
Men det er ikke det jeg skal dele med jer her i dag.
And looking at the age of most of us in this group.
Når vi ser på aldersgruppen af de fleste af os herinde i dag.
And I'm up at the upper end of the age.
Og jeg er ikke i den øverste ende af den aldersgruppe.
I want to share something with you about a journey.
Og jeg vil dele noget med jer om rejsen.
That I've been on.
Som jeg har været på.
It started when I got saved.
Det begyndte da jeg blev frelst.
And it's all about identity.
Det hele det handler om identitet.
I don't know if any of you ever had your identity stolen.
Jeg ved ikke om nogen af jer nogensinde har oplevet at få jeres identitet stjålet.
Once I had my identity stolen.
Men det har jeg oplevet på et tidspunkt.
And it was very expensive.
Og det var meget dyrt.
Because the guy made a lot of money out of who I was.
Fordi manden han tjente en masse penge på hvem jeg var.
And it took the police to catch him.
Og vi skulle have fat i politiet for at få fat på ham.
And it was a really uncomfortable feeling to know.
Og det var en virkelig, virkelig ubehagelig følelse at vide.
That someone had stolen your identity.
At nogen har stjålet ens identitet.
In fact, it was so uncomfortable.
Det var faktisk så ubehageligt.
I was once almost arrested in a department store.
At jeg var lige før jeg blev anholdt i en forretning.
I was buying a jacket.
Jeg købte en jakke.
And everything seemed so slow.
Og alt det virker bare som om det fungerer så langsomt.
And before I knew it, there were people around me.
Så før jeg vidste om det, så var der folk omkring mig.
This doesn't look too good.
Og jeg tænkte, det her det ser ikke for godt ud.
And I had to explain to them.
Og jeg blev nødt til at forklare dem.
That someone had stolen my identity.
At nogen havde stjålet min identitet.
Because they were not sure whether my credit card would be useful.
For de vidste ikke om mit kreditkort det ville virke.
It was not a nice thing. To do.
Det var ikke en behagelig situation.
But I realized I never had an identity.
Men jeg fandt ud af, at jeg faktisk aldrig har haft en identitet.
That was real.
Der var virkelig.
Until I came face to face with God.
Før jeg kom ansigt til ansigt med Gud.
How many of you was Now this might be a crazy thing to ask at our age.
Det kan være et skørt spørgsmål at stille i vores alder.
But how many of you were sporting, were sports people when you were young?
Hvor mange af jer var sportsfolk, da I var yngre?
Well, this looks good.
Det ser godt ud.
When you were playing sport,
der, når I spillede dyrkede sport,
who were you?
Hvem var I?
Now that's an interesting question.
Det er et interessant spørgsmål.
I was never me.
Jeg var aldrig mig.
I was always, I don't say this at the moment.
Jeg tør næsten ikke sige det her.
My favorite player.
Min favoritspiller.
From my football team.
Fra mit fodboldhold.
Manchester United not doing too well right now.
Var Manchester United, de gør det ikke så godt lige nu.
But that's who I was.
Men det var den jeg var.
I was never myself.
Jeg var aldrig mig selv.
Not so long ago I was playing tennis.
For ikke så lang tid siden der spillede jeg tennis.
With one of my pastors.
Med en af medpastorerne.
And I couldn't believe it. He was a grandfather.
Og han var bedstefar.
But actually he kept calling himself Bjørn Borg.
Og han blev ved med at kalde sig selv Bjørn Borg, selvom han var bedstefar.
That's it, said, and it's Borg coming to the net now.
Og det her Bjørn Borg kommer hen til nettet.
He was hiding in someone else's identity.
Han gemte sig i en eller andens identitet.
I want to tell you two things.
Men jeg fortæller jer to ting.
He didn't look like Bjørn Borg.
Han lignede overhovedet ikke Bjørn Borg.
And even worse, he didn't play like Bjørn Borg.
Og endnu værre, han spillede overhovedet ikke som Bjørn Borg.
He was projecting something that he wasn't.
Han projekterede noget som han ikke var.
And I knew about God.
Og jeg vidste omkring Gud.
But I had absolutely no idea that he was about to meet me.
At jeg havde overhovedet ingen anelse om, at Gud var på vej til at møde mig og give mig
a totally new identity.
En helt ny identitet.
So if you have a Bible, and I hope you do have a Bible.
Så hvis I har en bibel, det håber jeg I har.
I don't go anywhere without my Bible.
Jeg rejser ingen steder uden min bibel.
And actually my Bible's not on the phone. It's in a book.
Og min bibel er faktisk ikke på min telefon. Jeg har den faktisk i bogform.
I'm still in the Stone Age. Yeah. I believe in the Bible in the book.
Jeg er stadigvæk i stenalderen. Jeg tror på Bibelen som en bog.
And I want to read you a scripture that I want to base this on today, because this is based in the Word of God. Your identity must be based in the Word of God.
Og jeg vil læse et ord her fra Bibelen, som er basis for jeres identitet, og vores identitet skal ses i Bibelen.
Not in a fantasy.
Ikke i fantasien.
Not in a vain hope.
Og ikke i et eller andet håb.
But in the Word of God.
Men i Guds ord.
Now, in order to save time,
for at spare lidt tid,
I hear there was one young man this morning that wants his sausage.
En ung mand her i morgen, der gerne vil have hans pølser.
Wasn't that funny?
Var det ikke sjovt?
And as soon as I heard that verse,
lige så snart jeg hørte det.
I heard his voice and I thought, and some have made a god of the belly. That's what he says in the Bible.
Så var det ordsprog på engelsk.
But at his age, I would have been just the
Men
same.
Men på hans alder, så ville jeg have gjort nøjagtigt det samme.
Get the preacher off, get the sausage on.
Få præsten ud og pølserne ind.
But I want to read to you 2 Timothy.
Men jeg vil gerne læse for jer i 2. Timotheus.
Chapter 3.
Kapitel 3.
Verse 10.
Vers 10.
Through to 17. And you can read
17.
It, Kim, and that will save time.
Og jeg skal prøve at se, om jeg kan læse det. Timotheus, du har fulgt mig tæt på i lang tid. Du har observeret min undervisning, min adfærd, mine mål i livet. Du kender min trofasthed, langmodighed, kærlighed og udholdenhed. Du ved også om de forfølgelser og lidelser, jeg har været igennem i Antiochia, i Ikonien og i Lystra. Du så, hvordan jeg holdt ud gennem dem alle sammen, og hvordan Herren redde mig hver gang. Alle, der ønsker at tjene Jesus Kristus og leve et gudfrygtigt liv, vil blive forfulgt. Sådan er det bare. Men de ondskabsfulde religiøse bedragere vil synke dybere og dybere. De er faret vild og fører andre på vildspor. Du skal derimod holde fast ved det, du har lært og har sat din lid til. Du kender jo dem, der har undervist dig. Desuden er du fra den tidlige barndom blevet oplært i de hellige skrifter, som hjalp dig til at forstå, at frelsen modtages ved tro på Jesus Kristus. Hele skriften er inspireret af Gud og kan bruges til undervisning, til irettesættelse, til korrektion og til træning i at leve ret. Så enhver, der ønsker at tjene Gud, kan blive fuldt udrustet til at gøre det gode.
I am a radical believer.
Jeg er en radikal troende.
In that scripture.
I det skrifte.
We do not bring our culture and ask the word of God to change to it.
Vi kommer ikke med vores kultur og så beder vi om at Bibelen og Guds ord skal forandre sig til den.
We bring our culture.
Vi bringer vores kultur frem.
And ourselves.
Og os selv.
To the word of God.
Til Guds ord.
And we change to it.
Og så forandrer vi os til det.
That was a total transformation in my thinking.
Det var en hel transformation, en forandring, grundlæggende forandring i min tankemåde.
I knew about God.
Jeg kendte til Gud.
I had the privilege of growing up in a fantastic home with fantastic parents.
Jeg har privilegiet at vokse op i et fantastisk hjem med fantastiske forældre.
Since I was with you last time,
siden jeg var sammen med jer sidst,
I am now one of the oldest orphans in the world.
Så er jeg nu en af de ældste forældreløse i verden.
I've done the funerals of my father and last September my mother.
Men jeg har begravet min mor og min far.
They gave me a tremendous model to live up to.
De gav mig en fantastisk model at leve op til.
It was a Christian home. They served God. They loved God.
Det var et kristen hjem. De tjente Gud. De elskede Gud.
But I'd never met God.
Men jeg havde aldrig mødt
Gud. I knew about God.
Jeg kendte til Gud.
I watched the effects in their lives.
Jeg så på effekten i deres liv.
But I'd never had a personal revelation of Jesus Christ.
Men jeg havde aldrig haft en personlig oplevelse af Jesus Kristus.
And one day,
og en dag,
I was sitting in a church with a lot of young people I was responsible for.
Så sad jeg i en kirke sammen med en masse unge mennesker, som jeg ligesom havde ansvaret for.
I was with the boys, my wife was with the girls.
Jeg var sammen med drengene, og min hustru, hun var sammen med pigerne.
I'm sharing this with you to bring the word of God down to the street where I live.
Jeg deler det her sammen med jer for ligesom at bringe Guds ord ned til på gadeniveau.
I don't talk about theology. I'm interested in how we work this out.
Jeg taler ikke om teorien, men jeg ønsker at tale om hvordan vi lever det her ud fra dag til dag.
And the preacher got up and he started to preach from Matthew chapter 19, the word of God.
Og præsten han rejste op og begyndte at tale fra Matthæus 19.
There were no tricks.
Der var ingen trick.
There was no music.
Der var ingen musik.
The music didn't come till after he'd finished.
Musikken skulle ikke i gang før efter han var færdig.
And what he did was,
men det
he
han
just
gjorde
spoke
var,
the story.
Han talte bare om, fortalte om historien.
Of the rich young ruler.
Om den unge rige lærte.
I was wealthy.
Jeg var rig.
I had a very successful job.
Jeg havde været meget succesfuld i mit arbejde.
I was 23 years of age.
Jeg var 23 år gammel.
And my marriage was falling apart.
Og mit ægteskab var ved at falde fra hinanden.
And I heard him say, "Forsake everything and follow me."
Og jeg hørte han sige, "Forsag alt andet, forlad alt andet og søg mig og følg mig."
And it was like a rocket into my heart.
Det var ligesom en raket lige ind i mit hjerte.
And suddenly the God that I'd seen in my parents.
Og lige pludselig så den Gud jeg havde set i mine forældre.
Revealed himself to me through his word.
Åbenbarede sig selv igennem sit ord.
It's a long story but it's a great story.
Det er en lang historie, men det er en fantastisk historie.
The guy made an altar call.
Manden han kaldte frem til forbøn.
We never had an altar call in our church.
Vi har aldrig haft ligesom kaldt frem til forbøn i vores kirke.
We didn't even know what an altar was.
Vi vidste faktisk ikke engang hvad et alter var.
He asked us to come to the front.
Han bad os om at komme frem foran.
And it was like a giant hand took me by the coat.
Og det var ligesom at det var en kæmpe mand der bare lige tog mig ned i kraven.
And brought me out to the front.
Og trak mig hen foran.
And I knelt down there.
Og jeg knælte ned.
Gave my life to Jesus.
Og jeg gav mit liv til Jesus.
And then I heard a sound.
Og så hørte jeg en lyd.
And when I looked up, my wife had walked from the other side of the building.
Og da jeg kiggede op, så så jeg at min kone, hun var gået frem fra den anden ende af bygningen.
Now beside me.
Hun knælte ned ved siden af mig.
Our whole life changed.
Og vores liv blev totalt forandret.
She'd heard the same scripture.
Bagefter så hørte hun det samme skrift.
But God convicted her of something totally different.
Men Gud havde overbevist og vist hende noget helt andet.
From that point, our marriage was healed.
Men fra det øjeblik af, der var vores ægteskab, det var på rette plads.
We've gone on to serve over 50 years in the ministry together.
Og nu har vi tjent sammen i over 50 år i tjenesten.
The word of God is powerful.
Guds ord er kraftfuldt.
The word of God undoes us. It completely opens us up.
Og Guds ord, det totalt åbner os.
But what was the biggest shock?
Men hvad var det største chok?
Morten, could you get our prop for us, please?
Morten, kan du få vores ting frem? Rekvisit.
I'd always thought the word of God was something black, old and left on a shelf.
Jeg troede at Guds ord det var noget sort, gammelt og efterladt på en hylde.
And suddenly it became God breathed.
Og så var det som om han Gud åndede.
If you turn it towards me.
Hvis du vender om mod mig.
And I began to see through the word of God.
Og jeg begyndte at se igennem Guds ord.
An image of myself I'd never seen before.
Et billede af mig selv som jeg aldrig havde set før.
I turned the page. I got to James.
Jeg vendte og kom videre hen til Johannes.
And I began to read James.
Og jeg begyndte at læse i og Jakob tror jeg.
And it said something like this.
Og det sagde noget som det her.
Be slow to speak.
Vær langsom til at tale.
Be slow to anger.
Vær langsom til at blive vred.
And be quick to hear.
Og vær hurtig til at lytte.
I suddenly thought.
Og jeg tænkte, hold da op.
It was not a pretty sight.
Ja, det var ikke et kønt syn.
I was quick to speak.
Jeg var meget hurtig til at tale.
I was very quick to anger.
Og jeg var meget hurtig til at blive vred.
I'm very slow to hear.
Og jeg var meget langsom til at høre.
And as I sat with the word of God.
Og mens jeg sad der med Guds ord.
It searched my heart.
Så søgte det i mit hjerte.
And it revealed who I wasn't.
Og det åbenbarede, hvem jeg ikke var.
But what God wanted to make me.
Men hvad det var Gud ønskede jeg skulle blive til.
There was one very happy person in our house about all of that.
Der var en meget glad person i vores hjem på det her tidspunkt. Hvem tror jeg det var?
My wife.
Min hustru. Det er rigtigt.
My wife.
Min hustru.
And as we began to grow together.
Og som vi voksede sammen.
As we got filled with the Holy Spirit.
Da vi blev fyldt med Helligånden.
We began to talk together.
Så begyndte vi at tale sammen.
And sometimes we would sit in the word of God together.
Og nogle gange så ville vi sidde med Guds ord sammen.
And we would sit, say, in the fruit of the Spirit.
Og vi ville sidde med åndens frugter.
So what's the fruit of the Spirit?
Hvad er åndens frugter?
Love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness,
mildhed, venlighed, trofasthed, selvkontrol.
Long suffering.
Vær villig til at lide.
We'd sit there.
Så sad vi der.
And I'd look.
Og så kiggede jeg.
Oh boy.
Og sagde, åh nej. Åh nej.
There's work to do.
Der er noget arbejde der skal gøres her.
There's a long way to go.
Der er langt at gå.
I'd say to my wife.
Så sagde jeg til min hustru.
How am I doing in the fruits of the Spirit?
Hvordan gør jeg det med åndens frugter?
She'd say.
Og hun sagde.
You're okay in some of them.
Du er okay på nogle områder.
I said, where am I not okay?
Hun sagde, hvor er jeg ikke okay?
And she said to me.
Så sagde hun til mig.
Gentleness.
I en mildhed.
And I said, what do you mean?
Og sagde, hvad mener du med det?
She said, just what you've seen.
Du sagde lige præcis.
The word of God was a mirror.
Guds ord var et spejl.
It revealed.
Det åbenbarede.
Who I wasn't.
Hvem jeg ikke var.
But it also promised me.
Men det lovede mig også.
Who I could be.
Hvem jeg kunne blive.
Isn't that wonderful?
Er det ikke fantastisk?
This began a journey for me.
Det begyndte en rejse for mig.
I realized that the image that I saw.
Jeg fandt ud af at det billede jeg så.
Was broken.
Det var brudt.
It was broken.
Det var brudt.
And it needed to be rebuilt.
Og det skulle bygges op igen.
And so God began to rebuild me.
Så Gud han begyndte at genopbygge mig.
And God began to show me something.
Han begyndte at vise mig noget.
There's a wonderful verse, Kim. Would you like to find it and read it for us? It's 2 Corinthians 5.
2 Corinthians 5.
2 Corinthians 5.
2 Corinthians 5.
And I love this verse because I kept reminding my wife, this is important. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 to 18.
2 Corinthians 5. 17, 18.
Are we okay?
Yeah. Der. 2 Korinther 5, 17, 18. Den, der kommer til tro på Kristus, bliver et nyt menneske. Det gamle liv er forbi, et nyt er begyndt. Det er alt sammen en gave fra Gud, der igennem det, Kristus gjorde, har forsonet os med os selv og givet os forsoningens tjeneste.
If you're in Christ,
hvis du er i Kristus,
you become a new creation.
Så bliver du en ny skabning.
The old has passed away.
Det gamle er forbi.
The new has come.
Det nye kommer.
And I say to my wife,
og jeg sagde til min hustru,
be patient with me.
Vær tålmodig med mig.
It's taking time.
Det tager noget tid.
She said it's taking too long.
Hun siger det tager for lang tid.
I said, but be patient.
Men have nu tålmodighed med mig.
I'm getting there.
Jeg er på vej.
And we started that journey together.
Og vi begyndte den her rejse sammen.
You know you'll laugh at this.
Og I kan le af det her.
People come into our house.
Men folk kommer ind i vores hus.
And they see a picture of us when we were 21.
Og de ser et billede af os, da vi var 21.
How many of you can remember when you were 21?
Hvor mange af jer kan huske tilbage til den gang I var 21?
Wasn't it wonderful? We had
our own fantastisk?
Hair,
vi havde langt hår, vi havde vores egen tænder, ingen briller.
It was incredible.
Det var fantastisk.
So people come into our house.
Så folk kom ind i vores hjem.
And I had very long hair.
Og jeg havde meget langt hår.
And a beard.
Og jeg havde skæg.
And they look at our wedding photographs.
Og så ser de på vores bryllupsbilleder.
And they say.
Og de siger.
Have you been married twice, Chris?
Har du været gift to gange, Chris?
And she says.
Og så siger
no,
min hustru, nej.
I've only been married once.
Jeg har kun været gift én gang.
But he's a totally different person.
Men det er jo en total, han er en total anderledes person.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Makes totally different people.
Ændre folk fuldstændigt.
And when you live,
og når du lever,
according to the word of God,
ifølge Guds ord,
and before the mirror of God,
og foran spejlet fra Guds spejl,
you can be transformed.
Så kan du blive forandret.
Hope can come back to what was broken.
Håb kan komme tilbage til det der er brudt.
You'll laugh at this one.
Du ler den her.
We remember we were about on the edge of divorce, all because of my selfishness.
På grund af min selviskhed, der var vi sådan lige på kanten af en skilsmisse.
Not because of another person.
Ikke på grund af andre.
But I was absolutely obsessed with sport.
Men jeg var total afhængig af sport.
And it nearly destroyed our marriage.
Og det ødelagde næsten vores ægteskab.
And we got baptized.
Og vi blev døbt.
And as we were being baptized,
og da vi blev døbt,
somebody prophesied.
Så var der nogen der profeterede.
And this was the amazing word they prophesied.
Og det her, det var det fantastiske ord de profeterede.
God will take you to the nations. I didn't have a passport.
Gud han ønsker at tage dig ud til nationerne, og jeg havde ikke et pas.
And God will use your marriage to speak into the nations.
Og Gud han vil bruge dit ægteskab, jeres ægteskab til at tale til nationerne.
We looked at one another.
Og så vi på hinanden.
We thought, who is this crazy guy?
Og vi tænkte, hvem er den her skøre fyr?
And then we thought, it must be Buck Hudson. No, he wasn't there.
Så vi tænkte, at han måtte være en Buck Hudson, men
but
nej, det var ikke.
But he was a prophet.
Det var en profet.
Within just a few months.
Og inden for ganske få måneder.
I was in the nations.
Der rejste vi ud til nationerne.
And God was using our marriage.
Og Gud han brugte vores ægteskab.
Transformation.
En forvandling.
But it came about because of the word of God.
Men det kom på grund af Guds ord.
We cannot do away with the word of God.
Vi kan ikke glemme Guds ord.
I love worship, but don't substitute worship for the word of God.
Men lad være med at erstatte tilbedelse med at læse i Guds ord.
I love discipleship, but don't.
Jeg elsker discipleskab,
for the word of God.
Men erstat ikke discipleskab med Guds ord.
God watches over his word.
Gud han vogter over sit ord.
His word revealed to me.
Hans ord åbenbarede for mig.
For good works, for
jeg er skabt
the of the earth.
Til gode gerninger før verden blev skabt.
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
Ephesians 2:10.
And Chris and I began to ask God, what is it?
Chris og jeg begyndte at sige, Gud, hvad er det?
We took the word and we got in the mirror.
Vi tog ordet, så satte vi det op i spejlet.
And we said, what is it that you want?
Og vi sagde, Gud, hvad er det du ønsker for os?
And God opened doors in Africa and
Scandinavia. Og Gud åbner døre i Afrika og i Skandinavien,
India,
i Frankrig, i USA, Tyskland.
And on and on it went.
Og det blev bare videre, det blev videre, og vi opdagede.
Our life was not our own.
At livet var ikke vores eget.
It was his.
Det var hans.
I had to eat things I'd never eaten in my life.
Jeg blev nødt til at spise ting, som jeg aldrig havde spist i hele mit liv.
I stood in meetings where I did not understand a word that was being said.
Jeg stod i møder, hvor jeg ikke forstod et ord af hvad der blev sagt.
I was amongst people doing the most unusual things in the most unusual way.
Jeg var sammen med mennesker, der gjorde de mest mærkelige ting på de mest mærkelige tidspunkter.
It was beyond my capacity.
Det var ud over hvad jeg ligesom kunne kapere.
It was beyond my capability.
Det var ud over mine evner.
But because God had spoken,
men fordi Gud havde talt,
it was possible.
Så var det muligt.
That can be the same for you.
Det kan være det gælder det samme for dig.
The weakest man that I knew in the church that I led.
Den svageste mand som jeg kendte i den kirke som jeg ledte.
Had the most impoverished background.
Han havde den mest fattige baggrund.
He was totally unwanted and abandoned.
Han blev totalt uønsket og forladt som et barn, som barn.
He lived in a care home for many years.
Han levede på børnehjem i mange mange år.
He was absolutely full of rejection.
Han var fuld af forkastelse.
He was incredibly timid.
Han var meget genert og tilbageholdende.
And yet God singled him out.
Og Gud, han udvalgte ham.
When he got saved,
da han blev frelst,
and gave him a boldness of a lion.
Så gav han ham ligesom en frimodighed som en løve.
And he would walk the streets. He was only a tiny guy.
Han var bare en lille fyr, og han gik hen ad gaden.
He would walk the streets of our town.
Og gik rundt i byen.
And he would look for all the kids that were out of school when they shouldn't have been.
Og han holdt øje med alle de børn, der ikke var i skole i skoletiden.
And he would go up to them and pray for them.
Og så gik han op til dem og så bad han for
and
dem.
And he saw many of them healed.
Og han så mange af dem helbredt.
And I have walked around the town with him.
Og jeg har gået rundt i byen sammen med ham.
And young people would shout, Tony,
Tony! Og unge mennesker råber, hi Tony, hi Tony!
And then they come running
så kommer de løbende op til ham.
He stood there.
Han var der.
And he was transformed in their midst.
Og han blev forandret.
Because God through his word.
Fordi gennem Gud og hans ord.
Spoke to him.
Talte til ham.
Told him who he was.
Fortalte ham hvem han var.
Gave him a new identity.
Gav ham en ny identitet.
He's one of my heroes.
Han er en af mine helte.
And if you met him.
Og hvis du møder ham.
You would walk past him.
Så vil du bare gå forbi ham.
He wasn't after being a celebrity.
Han gik ikke efter at blive en kendt.
He didn't want to be on Denmark's Got Talent.
Han ønskede ikke at være på et Danmark har talent.
He wanted to be obedient.
Han ønskede at være lydig.
To a living God.
Til den levende Gud.
We began to understand reading his word. We were born to live for the praise of his glory.
Vi begyndte at læse hans ord og forstod at vi var født til at leve i hans herlighed.
We had to discover who we were in Christ.
Vi blev nødt til at finde ud af hvem vi var i Kristus.
How about you?
Hvad med dig?
There have been three phases in my life.
Jeg har været igennem tre faser i mit liv.
Through this book.
Igennem den her bog.
I stepped into phase one.
Så trådte jeg ind i fase 1.
I had to learn how to be a son.
Jeg blev nødt til at lære hvordan jeg var en søn.
A son of God.
En Guds søn.
I knew how to be a son to my father.
Jeg vidste hvordan jeg var en søn til min far.
But I had to learn how to be a son to the father.
Men jeg blev nødt til at lære hvordan jeg var en søn til faderen.
I began Jesus' life. I began looking at Jesus' life.
Jeg begyndte at se på Jesu liv.
I devoured the book of John.
Jeg læste i Johannes evangeliet.
I went right through the other gospels.
Og lige igennem de andre evangelier.
But I kept going back to John.
Men jeg kom tilbage til Johannes.
How do you love people?
Hvordan elsker du mennesker?
How do you love God?
Hvordan elsker du Gud?
I want to be a person who loves God and loves people.
Jeg ønsker at være en der elsker Gud og en der elsker mennesker.
I want a love that's bigger than the love that I have.
Jeg ønsker en kærlighed der er større end den kærlighed som jeg har.
I want to have a heart after God and after people.
Jeg vil have et hjerte efter Gud og efter mennesker.
Because I believe people are made in God's image.
Fordi jeg tror at mennesker de er lavet i Guds billede.
If I can get hold of this book and get them in, it's all right. You sit down and get them in front of that mirror.
Så jeg kan få det der for min bogen og foran det der spejl.
Their lives will be transformed.
Så vil deres liv blive forvandlet.
I remember. When our Rebecca's husband first came to my house.
Jeg husker da Rebeccas mand kom til vores hjem.
It was hilarious.
Det var simpelthen så sjovt.
We had a celebration with about 1,000 people in it.
Vi havde en fest hvor der var omkring 1,000 mennesker, en fejring.
The Holy Spirit fell on the place.
Og Helligånden den faldt over stedet.
There were bodies everywhere.
Der lå folk overalt.
God was moving in power.
Gud han bevægede sig i sin kraft.
And my son-in-law had never seen anything like that. He was not my son-in-law at that time.
Og min svigersøn, som ikke var min svigersøn på det tidspunkt, havde aldrig set noget som det her før.
And Chris, my wife said to him afterwards.
Chris, min hustru sagde til ham bagefter.
Well, what did you make of that?
Nå, hvad fik du så ud af det?
And he said, "Wow!" He said.
Han sagde, "Wow!"
If you came to see my football team,
hvis du kom og så mit fodboldhold,
and you saw the guys with all the tattoos,
og du så dem med tatoveringer
and no shirts,
og ingen trøjer på,
jumping up and
så springer op og ned.
He said it was a bit like that.
Det var ligesom det.
I was totally shocked.
Jeg var bare chokeret.
He was even more shocked when a man came up.
Han var mere chokeret, da en mand kom op.
And said, "I've got the devil inside."
Han sagde, "Jeg har djævelen inde i mig."
And I spoke a word, and he fell on the ground.
Og jeg talte et ord, og han faldt om på jorden. Han blev udfriet.
And he said, "What's he done to him?"
Han sagde, hvad sker der nu?
In the afternoon, we sat in my office.
Om eftermiddagen så sad vi på mit kontor.
And he said to me, "I want to start a relationship with your daughter." They were at university.
Og han sagde, sagde han til mig på kontoret, "Jeg har godt tænkt mig at gå ud med din datter."
And I said, "No, you don't want to start a relationship with
her." Og jeg sagde, "Nej, du har ikke lyst til at gå ud med min datter."
He said, "I do. I really, really like her."
Han sagde, "Jo, det kunne jeg faktisk rigtig godt tænke mig. Jeg kan faktisk rigtig godt lide hende."
If you knew her and what made her who she is, you wouldn't like her.
Nå, men hvis du vidste hvem der gjorde hende til den hun er, så ville du ikke kunne lide hende.
He said, "Well, what's different about her?"
Nå, hvad der anderledes ved hende der?
I said, "Oh, she loves Jesus."
Og hun elsker Jesus.
And she has the word of God inside.
Og hun har Guds ord i sig.
Oh, that was a big one.
Det var en stor en.
That's okay. Please come. Very good. Thank you. I'll bring you back later. And he said, "I've met him."
I said, "Jeg har mødt ham."
I said, "When did you meet him?"
Hvornår mødte du ham?
Oh, he said, "I had an encounter with him."
Jeg havde et møde med ham.
And he told me the encounter.
Og han fortalte mig om det her møde.
And then he said to me, "What shall I do now?"
Og han sagde, hvad skal jeg så gøre nu?
So I said.
Så jeg sagde, jeg.
I understand that.
Ja, jeg forstår det.
I said, "You look in this mirror, the word of God."
Se i det her spejl, som i Guds ord.
And then I said something I couldn't believe I said.
Så sagde jeg noget, jeg ikke kunne tro, jeg faktisk sagde.
"Stand up."
Så sagde jeg, rejs dig op.
And to my amazement, he stood up. Now,
og til min store overraskelse, så rejste han sig op.
He's a big lad, but
han er en stor fyr, men jeg havde fordelen.
Because I sat on a big chair, and
fordi
I put
jeg
him on a
sad
very
i en høj stol, og jeg havde placeret ham i en meget lav stol.
And I'd already said to him, if he harmed my daughter.
Og jeg havde allerede sagt til ham, at hvis du rører ved min datter eller gør skade på hende,
I would willingly break every bone in his
så
body.
Så er jeg klar til at brække enhver knogle i din krop.
And he said, "You can't do that. You're a Christian."
Han sagde, det kan du da ikke gøre, du er en kristen.
I said, "Oh, I can do, because I can get forgiveness
jo,
afterwards."
Jeg kan nemlig få tilgivelse bagefter.
So he was already slightly
så han var en lille smule tilbageholdende.
He said, "What should I do now?"
Han sagde, hvad skal jeg så gøre nu?
I said.
Hvad sagde jeg?
You turn your life around.
Du vender dig, vend dit liv.
And then you follow me.
Og så følger du efter mig.
He came and lived with us.
Så kom han og boede med os.
They got married.
De blev gift.
They have three of our children.
De har tre børn.
Our grandchildren.
Børnebørn.
And he's now the pastor of the church that I first planted.
Og nu er han så præst i den kirke, den første kirke, som jeg plantede.
And I am one of his members.
Og jeg er en af hans medlemmer.
And his life is totally transformed.
Hans liv er totalt forandret.
And he loves the word of God.
Og han elsker Guds ord.
And last week I listened to him preach.
Og i sidste uge der hørte jeg ham tale.
I was so proud of him. He preached the word of God.
Han prædikede Guds ord.
Totally transformed life.
Totalt forandret liv.
From a non-Christian family.
Fra en ikke-kristen familie.
We can't just have the word of God, we also have to have someone to follow.
Vi kan ikke bare have Guds ord, vi skal også have nogen vi kan følge.
And I did. I submitted my life to my pastor.
Jeg underlagde mig min præst.
And I followed him.
Og jeg fulgte ham.
All over the world.
Over hele verden.
Until he went to be with Jesus.
Og indtil han rejste hjem til Jesus.
The second area of my life.
Den anden æra eller tidslomme i mit liv.
God gave me people to care for.
Så gav Gud mig mennesker, som jeg kunne tage hånd om.
And I had to pour myself into this book and this book into me.
Og jeg blev nødt til at overgive mig til den her bog og den her bog for den ind i mit liv.
In order to lead them.
For at jeg kunne lede dem.
And I lived in John 10.
Og jeg levede i Johannes 10.
Psalm 23.
Salme 23.
Ezekiel 34.
Ezekiel 34.
And I had to lean on the Holy Spirit.
Og jeg blev nødt til at læne mig op af Helligånden.
To learn how to lead them.
For at vide, hvordan jeg skulle lede dem.
I couldn't give them good ideas.
Jeg kunne ikke give dem gode idéer.
I couldn't give them the traditions of men.
Jeg kunne ikke give dem de menneskelige traditioner.
I had to know the word of God to feed them.
Jeg blev nødt til at kende Guds ord for at give dem noget at spise, for at tage hånd om dem.
To protect them.
For at beskytte dem.
The third area of my life is I had to learn to be a father.
Og den tredje area i mit liv, der blev nødt til at lære at blive far.
A spiritual father to many.
En åndelig far til mange.
I was so fortunate.
Jeg var så heldig.
It's not just the word.
Det er ikke kun ordet.
That's where we start.
Det er der vi starter.
I was taken by significant ministries.
Jeg blev taget hånd om at tjenester.
They got me to drive the car.
De fik mig til at køre bilen for dem.
I would drive them all over the nation.
Og jeg kørte dem rundt i hele landet.
I'd be with them when we were ministering.
Jeg var sammen med dem når vi tjeneste.
They call me up to pray for people.
De ringte til mig når.
Sometimes they give me the microphone and say, "Off you go."
Og nogle gange gav de mig mikrofonen og sagde, så er det dig.
And these were guys who preached to thousands.
Og det her, det var mennesker der talte til tusinder.
They trained me.
Og de trænede mig.
I learned to listen.
Jeg lærte at lytte.
I learned to speak God's word.
Jeg begyndte at lære at tale Guds ord.
I learned to care for the brokenhearted.
Og jeg lærte at tage hånd om dem der havde brudte hjerter.
I learned through the book of Acts.
Jeg lærte igennem apostlenes
gerninger. So my question is this.
Så mit spørgsmål er det her.
Are you a good learner?
Er du en god til at lære?
Are you teachable?
Er du undervisningsbar?
Are you obedient?
Er du lydig?
Are you willingly obedient?
Er du villigt lydig?
I told you about Russ, my son-in-law, Rebecca.
Ja, fortalte om min svigersøn, Rebecca.
You would love our Rebecca if you saw her.
I vil elske vores Rebecca, hvis I så hende.
She is an international worship leader. She's a.
Hun er en international lovsangsleder.
She has albums.
Så hun har forskellige sange.
She's one of the most creative people I know.
Hun er en af de mest kreative mennesker jeg kender.
But she was also the easiest person to get sidetracked I've ever seen.
Men hun er også den person der var lettest at få ud på et sidespor som jeg nogensinde har kendt.
I tried to train her in obedience.
Jeg forsøgte at træne hende i lydighed.
I can remember as a little girl saying, "Could you go upstairs, Rebecca?"
Jeg husker som lille pige spurgte hende, "Kan du gå ovenpå, Rebecca?"
"Could you please bring this downstairs?"
Og så tage det her ned til mig.
For me. All to train her.
Alt sammen bare for at træne hende.
And she disappeared.
Og hun forsvandt hun.
And she wouldn't come down.
Hun kom ikke ned.
And about 10 minutes later, I go upstairs.
Senere, så gik jeg ovenpå.
And there she would be rearranging her doll's house.
Og så hun lige ved at omrangere hendes legehus og lege.
And this would be the phrase I used with her.
Og det var den her frase, som jeg ligesom brugte med hende. Rebecca.
What did I ask you to do?
Hvad var det jeg bad dig om?
She had selective amnesia.
Hun havde en selektiv hukommelse.
And she'd say, "You asked me to get your slippers."
Og du bad mig om at hente dine sandaler.
I said, "Rebecca."
Rebecca.
Delayed obedience.
Forsinket lydighed.
Is disobedience.
Det er ulydighed.
Now we have to learn to do what we're asked to do first time.
Vi bliver nødt til at gøre det vi bliver bedt om første gang.
Jesus learned to be obedient.
Og Jesus han lærte at være
lydig. Through the things he suffered. That's in the book of Hebrews.
Fra igen de ting som han oplevede. For.
Fast forward 20 years.
Så spol 20 år frem.
One of Rebecca's children is going up the stairs.
En af Rebeccas børn går nu op ad trapperne.
And I'm in the kitchen.
Og jeg er i køkkenet.
Of her house.
På i hendes hus.
And I hear her say.
Og jeg hører hende sige,
Eliza,
Eliza,
have you brought down what I asked you to bring down?
Har du taget det ned, som jeg bad om at tage herned?
And Eliza stops halfway up. She goes.
Og Eliza stopper halvvejs oppe.
And I see life being replayed.
Og jeg ser ligesom hele livet det ligesom bliver spillet foran mig.
And I hear this sound.
Og jeg hører den her lyd.
Eliza,
Eliza,
delayed obedience.
Forsinket lydighed.
Is disobedience.
Det er det samme som at være ulydig.
And I just started to laugh.
Og jeg begyndte bare at le.
She said, "What's funny about that?"
Hun sagde, hvad sker der?
She should do it first time.
Hun skulle gøre det første gang.
I said, "Rebecca."
Rebecca sagde.
Like mother.
Som mor.
Like daughter.
Som datter.
We still got some work to do.
Vi har stadigvæk noget arbejde vi skal have gjort.
Are you willingly obedient?
Er du villig en villig lytter?
Can you deny yourself?
Kan du fornægte dig selv?
You'll never do this unless you've got these qualities in your life.
Det kommer du aldrig til at gøre, medmindre du har de her kvaliteter i dit liv.
How teachable are you?
Hvor god er du til at tage imod undervisning?
I have to be very careful.
Jeg skal være meget forsigtig.
I've lived in this book now for 50 years.
Jeg har levet i den her bog i 50 år.
My wife sometimes say, "I knew you'd say I knew that."
Ja, min hustru siger nogle gange til mig, "Jeg vidste du ville sige, jeg vidste det."
I know that.
Jeg ved det.
But do I live that?
Men lever jeg det?
I'm going to land this now.
Se om vi kan lande det her nu.
Are we okay?
Det tror jeg da.
Are you convicted?
I'm convicted.
So am I. When you preach,
når man prædiker,
the first person that gets convicted,
den første person der bliver overbevist,
is here.
Det er her.
4.5 years ago, I was in America.
For 4.5 år siden der var jeg i USA.
And I preached. A powerful message.
Og jeg prædikede et kraftfuldt budskab.
And it was what we would do with our houses.
Og det var hvad vi gjorde med vores huse.
And I made an appeal.
Og jeg kom med en appel.
And I was so convicted, I was the first one down.
Og jeg var så overbevist, at jeg var den første, der stod hernede foran.
To answer the appeal.
Og for at svare på den her appel.
And I had an encounter with God.
Og jeg havde et møde med Gud.
And I gave away the house that we lived in.
Og jeg gav det hus, som vi boede i, væk.
And my wife wasn't even with me.
Og min hustru var ikke engang med mig.
And I gave away the church that we led.
Og jeg gav kirken, som vi ledte, den gav jeg også
væk. And my wife wasn't with me.
Og min hustru var ikke med mig.
But that's what I felt the Lord was asking of me.
Men det var det, som jeg oplevede Gud tale til mig om.
6 months later, we moved house.
6 måneder senere, der flyttede vi hus.
We moved church.
Vi flyttede kirke.
And we walked away from everything we'd worked on for 40 years.
Og vi rejste væk fra alt det, vi havde arbejdet for i 40 år.
Because God spoke.
Fordi Gud talte.
And God backed it with His word.
Og Gud han bakkede det op med Hans ord.
And my wife was willing to do it.
Og min hustru hun var villig til at gøre det.
And we walk around our village now.
Og vi går rundt i vores by nu.
And we're in Sunday morning as she will be now.
Og vi er søndag morgen hvor.
And we look at one another.
Så ser vi på hinanden.
And we say.
Så siger vi.
Thank God we looked in the mirror.
Tak Gud at vi kiggede i spejlet.
I've read this book as a novice.
Jeg har læst den her som en begynder.
I've read this book as a young man and a son.
Og jeg har læst den som en ung mand.
I've read it as a father,
how to bring up my children. Far, hvordan jeg skulle opdrage mine børn.
I've read it as a husband, how to love my wife.
Og jeg har læst den som en mand, hvordan jeg skal elske min hustru.
That was the hardest.
Og det var det vanskeligste.
To give myself up,
at
to
opgive mig selv for at elske hende.
As Christ loved the church.
Som Kristus elskede kirken.
I've read it as a shepherd.
Jeg har læst den som en hyrde.
I've read it as an employee.
Jeg har læst den som en medarbejder.
I've read it as a teacher, as a prophet,
as an
apostle. Jeg
har læst den som en lærer, som en profet.
I read it according to what God has called me to be at that time.
Jeg har læst den igennem det, som Gud har kaldt mig til at være på det pågældende tidspunkt.
How do you read it?
Hvordan læser du den?
Is it a history book?
Er det en historiebog?
This has trained my character.
Det her, det har trænet min karakter.
It's affected my conduct.
Det har effektueret min opførsel.
It's given me content.
Det har givet mig indhold.
And it's given me understanding with some people who are very complicated.
Og det har givet mig forståelse for nogle mennesker, som er virkelig komplicerede.
But who he constantly reminds me are still made in the image of God.
Men det minder mig stadigvæk om, at vi er skabt i Guds billede.
He's given me my true identity.
Han har givet mig en sand identitet.
That's why I'm always looking in the mirror.
Det er derfor jeg altid ser i spejlet.
I don't look in the mirror to see if I've got teeth left or my hair's in the right place.
Jeg ser ikke i spejlet om jeg har tænder tilbage eller hår det sidder rigtigt.
I look in the mirror and say.
Jeg ser i spejlet og siger.
Did I reflect your image today?
Reflekterer jeg dit billede i dag, far?
It's caused me to go to my wife at times and say.
Det får mig til at gå hen til min hustru nogle gange og sige.
I am sorry, I was wrong.
Jeg er ked af det. Jeg tog fejl.
I'll work again on that.
Det vil jeg arbejde videre på.
It's caused me to go to my kids.
Det har fået mig til at gå til mine børn.
And do the same.
Og gøre det samme.
It was a joy.
Det var en glæde.
To do my dad's funeral.
Og være selv eller forberede min fars begravelse.
There was nothing between us but love.
Der var intet imellem os ud over kærlighed.
When he left this earth.
Og da han forlod den her jord.
When he came to my mom.
Da han kom til min mor.
Let me tell you how she went and then I'll stop.
Lad mig prøve at fortælle lidt om hende.
We were hungry, we'd be sitting by her bedside.
Vi var sultne, og vi sad ved hendes side ved
hendes seng. For 4 days and 4 nights.
I 4 dage og 4 nætter.
And she was going home to be with Jesus.
Hun skulle til at blive syg og skulle hjem til Jesus.
She was 96.
Hun var 96.
She couldn't walk anymore.
Hun kunne ikke gå længere.
She couldn't talk anymore.
Hun kunne ikke tale længere.
She could squeeze your hand.
Hun kunne ligesom klemme hånden.
I used to get backache leaning over the bed.
Jeg ville ligesom få ondt i ryggen af bare at læne mig ind over sengen.
She needed 24/7 care.
Hun havde behov for omsorg 24 timer i døgnet.
And for 2 years I was not allowed to visit her because she was in a special
og
care
home. Og i 2 år der fik jeg ikke lov til at besøge hende fordi hun var et specielt
And I got to be with her for 3 times before she died.
Og jeg fik lov til at være sammen med hende 3 gange inden hun døde.
And we were hungry so I went out
to
get a takeaway.
Jeg gik ud for at få noget mad.
And when I came back, my wife was so excited.
Og da jeg kom tilbage, der var min hustru så
she
begejstret.
Said, Dave, I've had a
hun sagde,
wonderful
Dave,
time.
Jeg har haft en fantastisk tid med din mor.
She treated my wife like a daughter.
Hun behandlede min kone som en datter.
And Chris had knelt down by the side of her bed.
Chris, hun havde ligesom knælet ned ved siden af hendes seng.
And Chris looks in the mirror regularly.
Og Chris, hun ser i spejlet med jævne mellemrum.
She lives in the Word.
Hun lever i ordet.
And she's an intercessor.
Og hun er en forbeder.
So she said, "I've got something."
Og hun sagde, jeg har noget.
And she knelt by my mom.
Og hun knælte ned ved siden af min mor.
And she started to prepare her for heaven.
Og hun begyndte at forberede hende til himlen.
I'd done that several times, and every time she came back.
Men jeg har gjort det har jeg gjort 7 gange, og hver gang så kom hun ligesom tilbage.
But this time she wasn't going to come back.
Men den her gang der kom hun ikke tilbage.
And she knelt down.
Hun knælede ned.
And as she prayed with her.
Og da hun bad med hende.
She was holding her hand.
Så holdt hun hånden.
And as she said things, my mom is squeezing.
Og mens hun talte, så klemte min mor ligesom hånden.
Squeezing.
Hun klemte den.
And she prays over her.
Og hun bad sammen med hende.
And then she says.
Så sagde hun.
Mom.
Mor.
I can see a shepherd.
Jeg kan se en hyrde.
And he's walking towards you.
Og han går hen imod dig.
He's carrying a lamb.
Og han bærer på et lam.
I think it's time.
Jeg tror det er tid.
For him to take you home.
At han skal tage dig hjem.
And I came into the room.
Og jeg kom ind i rummet.
She told me.
Så fortalte hun mig.
We finished the meal.
Hun sagde, vi færdiggjorde måltidet.
And the nurse came in.
Og så kom sygeplejersken ind.
And the nurse looks at my mom.
Og sygeplejersken så på min mor.
And she said, oh, she's okay.
Og hun sagde, jamen hun er okay.
She took 2 steps.
Hun tog 2 skridt.
And my mom just went.
Og min mor sagde.
That was all. It was quiet.
Det var alt stille.
And she went.
Og så tog hun afsted.
And I turned to my, I got a hold of my wife.
Jeg tog af min hustru et kram. Lagde min arm omkring hende.
That's the best thing you've ever done for me.
Det er det bedste du nogensinde har gjort for mig. Du forberedte min mor til himlen.
What if she'd never responded to that word?
Hvad hvis hun aldrig havde responderet på det ord?
When we got saved.
Da vi blev frelst.
What if we'd have got divorced?
Hvad hvis vi var blevet skilt?
What if?
Hvad nu?
But no, she looked in the mirror.
Men nej, hun så i spejlet.
She got in the word.
Hun gik ind i ordet.
Doing my mom's funeral was great.
Og være med til min mors begravelse var fantastisk.
We pushed her in on the trolley.
Vi skubbede hende ind på den her vogn.
All the grandchildren and the great grandchildren.
Alle børnebørn og oldebørn var der.
Nobody from the funeral service did anything other than deliver the coffin to the actual building. That's okay.
In English, please.
That's all right. We it was just a joy.
Det var en fantastisk begravelse.
It was a joy to send her home to the Father.
Det var en glæde at sende hende hjem til faderen.
She lived a life in the Word.
Hun havde levet et ord, et liv i ordet.
We lived our life in the Word.
Vi levede vores liv i ordet.
One day.
En dag.
We will stand.
Så vil vi stå.
With her and my dad.
Sammen med hende og min far.
Around the throne.
Rundt omkring tronen.
Reunited again.
Genforenet.
Having looked in the mirror.
Set i spejlet.
Separated for a season.
Vi er blevet adskilt i en tid.
But joined for eternity.
Men vi glæder os til at være sammen for altid.
No tears. No tears at all.
Der var ingen tårer overhovedet.
Just incredible joy.
Bare utrolig glæde.
It's because we know who we are in Christ.
Det er fordi vi ved hvem vi er i Kristus.
Because we have an identity.
Fordi vi har en identitet.
Because God has called us.
Fordi Gud har kaldet os.
I would like to hope that that's what you have. I would like to hope that that is what you have.
Det håber jeg også at det som I har.
That this book,
at den her bog,
has shaped you.
Har formet dig.
Molded you.
Har tilpasset dig.
Brought you through.
Og bragt dig igennem.
All the trials and tribulations you faced.
Alle de problemer og udfordringer, som du har stået til ansigt med.
And that out of your identity in Christ.
Og ud af din identitet i Kristus.
You've been able to impart to other people.
Så har du fået lov til at overgive til andre mennesker.
The miracle of new life.
Det mirakel, som er vores nye liv, det er.
And becoming a new creation.
Og det er at være en ny skabning.
Would you like to do that?
Kunne du tænke dig at gøre det?
That's what happens.
Det er det, der sker.
When your mirror.
Når dit spejl
starts to reflect his nature.
Begynder at reflektere hans natur.
Amen.
Amen.
That's all I want to share with you this morning.
Det er alt, jeg vil dele med jer her til morgen.
If I can't give you a love for God's word, I'm going to pray now that he gives it to you.
Hvis ikke jeg kan give jer en kærlighed til Guds ord, så vil jeg bede om nu, at han giver jer en kærlighed til hans ord.
And then I'm going to hand it over to Morten.
Og så vil jeg overgive det til Morten.
But I'm going to pray for you first. Would you like to stand?
Ja.
You've been very patient. Thank
you. I har været meget tålmodig. Mange tak.
And my apologies for
og min undskyldning for
the sunlight killing your eyes.
At solen eller spotlyset det ramte dig.
Thank you for your bravery.
Tak for din mod til at gå frem og forændre det.
That was thoughtful for other people.
Det var meget omtænksom for andre også.
Okay. Our Father, we thank you.
Far, vi takker dig.
That your book
at din bog
isn't just an instruction book for life.
Det er ikke bare en instruktionsbog til livet.
It is life itself.
Det er livet selv.
It's the bread of life.
Det er livets brød.
It gives us purpose.
Det giver os formål.
It gives us support.
Det giver os støtte.
It gives us encouragement.
Det giver os opmuntring.
And it keeps us growing into being more like Jesus.
Og det gør, at vi bliver ved med at vokse ind til at ligne Kristus mere og mere.
And I pray this would be a living word.
Og jeg beder om, at det her må være et levende ord for hver enkelt af jer.
And Father, yet again, I put myself under your book.
Og far, igen, så sætter jeg mig selv under din bog.
And I pray that your word would become living and active within me, within my brothers and sisters.
I mine brødre og mine søstre.
And that it would destroy the works of darkness.
Og det vil ødelægge mørkets værk.
It would bring forth the fruit of peace and
righteousness.
And that lives would be changed because of it.
Og liv vil blive forandret på grund af det.
In Jesus' name.
Og i Jesu navn.
Can we say amen?
Kan vi sige amen?
Amen. God bless you.